are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, David Cohen, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. We're just trying to generate a positive vibration in the studio. Every Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're raising your frequencies. You know that that's what we do here. That's all we're trying to do. Oh, wow. It's so deep. It's so hard. It's like... I'm just playing around, guys. Listen up. We are on the frequency. I'm just messing with you guys. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. You have an issue, you have a problem, you can email us. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I will get your emails live on the air. And you can talk to me. You can tell me something if you want. I'll answer you right back. Or you can also call live on the air, which is so cool. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Listen up, guys. To start off this wonderful episode, I would like to cordially invite Dr. Michelle into the studio. How are you today, Doc?
I am well today. Beautiful nice. Day. Thank nice. You for having me.
Hey, you know, Doc, it's always a pleasure. You're part of the family. You're just...
Yes,
we love
I am.
You. We love you.
I love
hey,
you.
Hey, also, make sure to check out Dr. Michelle's show on the couch every Friday at 11. Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com.
That's right. Fridays at 11. I am a relationship expert and also can help you with your possible issues, problems, thoughts, things like that. That's
no,
what
she's,
we talk about.
She's the man.
I am the man.
She's the man. I'm just messing around. Hey, guys, we got a great show coming up for you today. What we're going to be talking about is how to fine-tune your engine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the drum roll on the legs?
Yes, that was very nice.
That's dramatic. Nice. That'd be cool if we could get like a real like soundboard like...
You like, could drum do roll. That. You can do that.
And the topic is... No. Today we're going to be talking about fine-tuning your engine. If you have a Honda Accord... No, I'm messing around. Not that kind of engine, you silly savage. We're going to be talking about how to fine-tune your engine. And when I say your engine, I'm talking about your spirit, your consciousness, your body, your mind, everything, your vehicle in which you choose to express your human experience through. So, the reason why I'm talking about this is because, you know, as you guys know, I'm into... listening to channelers. We've had, you know, channelers on the show like Sean Randall, She was on a few weeks ago. Make sure to also check her out. That's SeanRandall.com, SeanRandall.com. Seriously, one of the sweetest people and most enlightened individuals I have ever met.
She is.
She's amazing.
I've had her on my show, too. She's
yes, you have. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. She is absolutely amazing. We love her. And she loves us.
She's a gentle, loving soul.
She totally is. Mm-hmm. And so is Tora, who is the entity in which she channels. Well, that's a little bit of that. To move on, like I said, we're kind of into, you know, channelers and spiritual, kind of the spiritual aspect of the human experience. And we're not saying one thing is right and one is wrong. You know, we're not saying, oh, this is the right way. This is how you should think. We're not doing that at all. All we're doing is putting a new perspective on your plate, and then you let, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need to let us know. I was just going to say, you know, you can define for yourself whether that works for you or not. Take little bits and pieces from what we say and raise your vibration. That's the whole point of the show. So to kick it off, I got inspired for today's episode because I was listening to another channeler by the name of Bashar. Mm. And he was talking about how we right now are going through a transition. If you guys have heard anything about, 2012, blah, 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 the world's going to come to an end, this and that, blah, blah. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people being like, the world's going to come to an end.
I know, I am too.
It's like, the world's not going to come to an end.
People out on street corners, you know, the world is coming to an end with those signs.
I know. It's the end of the world as we know it, but I feel fine.
Well, okay. It's good.
And basically, yeah, he was saying, he goes, listen up, guys, from the years between the years 2010 and 2015, this is a 5-year span in which is here for you to fine-tune your engine. And what he means by that is, this is time for you to work your shit out. This is time for you to really decide what you want for yourself. And what I mean by that is, we, each and every single one of us on this planet, is the most powerful creator in the universe. You are the most powerful creator in the universe. I am. Dr. Michelle is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the LA Talk Radio studio is. Everybody in the whole wide world.
Yes.
Is the most powerful creator in the universe. And what I mean by that is, you create anything that you want for yourself. That's what we like to think. Right, Doc? Yeah?
I believe you can.
Yeah.
I have seen certain instances where people continue to get bumped up, you know, against the universe, where they're not accomplishing what they want or creating, or they don't believe in it. But I think that it's a way of focusing on how you deal with things in your life rather than when stuff happens. You never know why those things happen. And if you have faith in yourself and out there, I don't know what to call it, the universe, things will eventually work out no matter what. The Zen belief is allow. It's okay. You can't control a lot of things, although you are controlling with your thought and your actions many things that come to you in your life. It's so much healthier to allow things to go on around you. Now, I'm not talking about if you're spouse, let's say, is a criminal, and you
right.
know you're not going to abate him in the crime, or you know that he's doing things to people or whatever. No,
right.
I'm saying, you know, that's a whole thing of conscience.
Right. Absolutely.
Conscience, rather. But more like, well, this happened to me today. Someone cut me off and mm-hmm. I got into an accident, or a lot of people would say you created it.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
But my thing is, well, you be more careful in the future. Be more aware of people around you. This is just a small example.
Right.
And let it go. Allow. People will always do things like that in the world, no matter what.
Absolutely.
And you
You're
have
totally
to just
right.
stay in tune, as you said, Dave, with who you are.
Most indubitably. Hey, I also wanted to give a quick shout out to my buddy Francis.
Hey, Francis.
In Nelson, New Zealand. Francis, he is, he emailed me not too long ago, and you know, we always love all your emails, but Francis is such a cool guy. He's constantly keeping up with the show, and he said some really cool things, man. He's just an awesome kid and awesome guy, and I just wanted to send out a great thank you, Francis, for being who you are and doing exactly what excites you. And more than anything, Francis was like, hey, man, he's like, you know, this show or whatever, like, it helped.
Good.
And that was so cool.
That's the point.
You know, that's so cool to hear, you know, when the listeners reach out and, you know, they send you an email, they're like, hey, man, what you said helped. Because it's people like Francis
yes.
that really inspire me, at least, to it inspires me to know that I that, you know, somebody out there is listening, and it really, it, you know, that somebody out there took my advice, which is like crazy. Like, what are you doing? No.
What's also awesome cool. is that you, through your message, are inspiring other people, and that's the beauty of the internet around the world.
Right.
At different time zones, different. He's on the other side of the world.
Totally. Absolutely.
And so that's totally. Amazing.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out and a blessing to Francis. Thank you, brother.
Hey, Francis.
So yeah, Doc, what I really wanted to touch on most is like the fact that I believe that we really are going through this pretty phenomenal shift. And when I say we're going through a shift, I mean that everything in our world is changing. And if you if you guys have noticed, you know, it'd be cool if you called in 323-203-0815, or if you emailed me Dave's Vibration Station and told me if you've had more synchronicities happening in your life. And what I mean by that is you'll think of something and then like all of a sudden it'll pop up, or something that's related to that will pop up, or you will see a pattern in things lately mm-hmm. and things will be manifesting a little bit quicker, and like you'll be, you know, like kind of how randomly you think about, you know, your cousin that you haven't talked to in mm-hmm. 5 years, and then a day later you get a call.
Right.
From your cousin who you
right.
haven't talked to in 5 years, and you're like, wow, that's really weird because I was just thinking about you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? And then they're like, oh, well, I was too. And it's just like that whole kind of like matching of the frequency type thing
yeah.
going on. But I want to say, you know, if you guys have been experiencing more synchronicities in your life and just kind of more little things to show you that you're becoming more in tune with something that is bigger than just your human anatomy, let us know. Let us know the synchronicities that you've had. Let us know the cool things that have been happening in your life to show you that you are a part of something greater.
And I found that it's not necessarily cool. It is cool, actually. But to some people who I have as patients,
right.
what they're finding out is that, let's say they've hurt their girlfriend or boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay. They said something really cruel or mean based on their ego issues.
Right.
You know, and a couple of days go by and someone from outside hurts them in the
right.
same way.
Right.
So they're getting in tune with, whoa, what I put out, I'm getting back.
Right.
I need to take this as a lesson that I shouldn't have said those things to her because I'm really intensely feeling
right.
that this is, you know, I hate to say like instant karma will get you, you know, to quote John Lennon. But that kind of thing too. I'm hearing that people are noticing what they put out, they're getting back. They're more aware of, whoa, this is a lesson. I should take this into mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And something that you just said is what you put out is what you get back. Something else that Bashar says,
mm-hmm.
since we're talking, you know, this was inspired by something that he had mm-hmm. said. He says the four laws of creation. Number one, you exist.
Yes.
Number two, the one is the all and the all are the one.
Right.
Right. Number three, what you put out is what you get back. And I just wanted to touch on that. He says the physical world is your mirror. There's no reality outside of or separate from you. Do you understand that?
Yep.
There's no reality, nothing you are experiencing listening to me right now. That is not outside of you. Do you know what I mean?
Are you saying that what you think is what you get?
Absolutely. Okay. There's no reality outside of or separate from you.
Okay.
You know, so there's something that you're vibrating to within your consciousness
right.
that is attracting you to listening to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And then there's something vibrating within my consciousness, which allows me to speak and allows me the ability to reach out to you. What else he says is, if you were to look in a mirror and you saw a frown being reflected back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be silly to try to reach towards the mirror and squeeze the face into a smile.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So, if you want to change the reflection of the frown into a smile, you must smile. Once you do, the mirror will have no choice but to automatically reflect a smile back to you. That's probably one of my favorite metaphors for the idea
really
behind
cool.
manifestation and what you put out is what you get back and
yep.
all that. Because it's so true.
Yes.
Right? And just my my little piece to support that is think about your life. Think about other people's lives that you know. Do you see unhappy people being really, really happy and like, well, obviously not. But what I'm saying is, do you see unhappy people creating things that are really wonderful and light and bright for themselves? For example, a lot of the times, do you see like an unhappy person that, you know, has a wonderful family, has, you know, a few cars, you know, is living the American dream? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see like unhappy people that are like, oh, I hate to go home to my beautiful wife, and I hate to go home to my three beautiful children in my big, beautiful house.
Yeah.
This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. When the days go by, one is on and under, once in a lifetime.
Good song.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, nice. What a great song that is. What a great song that is. So what you're saying is that
you know
the more you think about negative things, the more you perpetuate them.
Absolutely. Okay. And the same goes for positivity. The more you think about positive
right.
things, the more you perpetuate them.
You bring them to you.
You bring them to you.
And also in the brain, like study stuff,
right.
not to be physiologically
Don't
oriented.
Be physiological.
The more you think certain types of thoughts, let's say the more you are thinking more positive thoughts and kindlier thoughts and less self-hateful thoughts, you are reinforcing those neurons in your brain to continue thinking that way.
Right.
I have many clients who have major depressive disorder who are always depressed and they keep reinforcing and talking about the horrible things in their life.
Right.
And I get that, like with going back into the past and psychodynamic and psychoanalytic, I get all that, but if you keep reinforcing it in your brain that I am suffering and I've always suffered and my life is horrible,
right.
you're just saying your life's horrible.
Right.
So why are you sitting in my couch, on my couch, trying to get better?
Right.
Because you're sitting here reinforcing, oh, my life is horrible.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what we need to do is change thought.
Absolutely. 150%. And once again, always like, wow, that really like, that just resonated with me, what I said.
Mm-hmm.
About like the mirror thing. Like if you were to look into a mirror and you saw a frown being reflected back
yes.
to you, it would be silly to try to reach towards the mirror and squeeze the face into a smile.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Like you can't be frowning looking in a mirror and then go up to the mirror and try to make the face smile while you continue to frown.
Correct.
It's not gonna work.
That's right.
So what you gotta do is smile. You got to change the thought. And here's the super crazy thing is like, if you can think about your human experience and if you can think about your reality in such a tangible way as looking at yourself into a mirror, you know what I mean? I think that makes things like infinitely more simple than like anything else. For example, if you think right now, if I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I feel like at this moment in time, I could really use some more money. Let's just be hypothetical. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I think I'm going to get some more money. But I couldn't get more money because I'm not wealthy, you know, or like, oh, I need to work harder, you know, or like this right. and that, you know, then the only thing that's gonna like, if you look in a mirror and be like, I don't have a lot of money, like the person in the mirror is gonna be looking at you back and being like, you don't have a lot of money.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
right.
if you can think like
yes.
your brain is your mirror. If you can
right.
think like, no, you know, at this exact moment in time, I'm opening the doors to manifest a lot more money, a lot more financial abundance, along with, you know, abundance in all aspects of your life.
Yes.
Not only financial abundance, but
emotional,
abundance in
loving.
In love, abundance
yes.
in happiness, abundance in joy, abundance in the ability to affect people in a positive way, right? All of these crazy things. So
yes.
that's that. And number four of the four laws of creation is change is the only constant.
Correct.
Except for the first three laws.
Yes.
Which is funny.
It's all change.
Yeah.
There's always change. And that's my point is allow. Don't fight it.
Right.
Don't fight it in your mind. Don't fight it physically. Of course, if someone's attacking you, you have to defend yourself. But you know what I'm saying? Don't fight it. Don't try to change someone else out there unless, again, they're harming themselves or they're going to harm others.
Absolutely.
But that's what I'm saying. Is
totally.
Exactly. It's all about change and saying, oh, this is out of my norm.
Right.
People are reacting differently. Oh, somebody dumped me. I was in love and someone, whoa, this is going to hurt for a while. So be it. It'll hurt. You feel it. You move on.
Right.
Whatever's going to change, it's going to change. I lost my job. Oh, my God. Now I don't have any money. It's okay. It's an experience. Feel it. Move on. You'll get another job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mirror the job back to you.
That's
Mirror
exactly
the
right.
job back to you. Hey, Doc. So here's the thing. This episode is dedicated to fine-tuning your engine
yeah.
and how we can fine-tune our engine, certain things that we can yeah. do to fine-tune our engine. And the reason why I think that this is so important is because we totally do need to fine-tune our engines, you know? And I've said this before in previous episodes, regardless of really if there is anything going on in 2012, you know, regardless of whether you believe that there's a shift going on or regardless of whether, mm-hmm. you know, you think that, you know, we are going to be shifting into the light or whatever. If there's no shift, anything, it's still really, really, really great to be able to fine-tune your engine.
Sure
you know
it
what
is.
I mean?
Sure
And
it is.
The only reason why I'm stressing it is because I truly believe and I truly feel and I'm experiencing this acceleration, this shift. And what I believe and what, you know, multiple channelers have said along with, you know, other what I believe to be psychics and just people that are really in tune with themselves and their surroundings. A lot of them have been saying, you know, that we are going through this shift and we actually, our consciousness, our DNA is altering because of these waves of energy that we're experiencing. We're in the final stretch, you know. It says that the initial shift, the quarantine drop, the shift, the main split of the prism is going to be sometime in the middle of the year 2012 in which we are coming up on. So, you know, they say that people that are positive and in a much more flexible state of mind and much happier and laugh more
mm-hmm.
and love more and don't get angry and are just free-floating and, you know, are creating. Those are the people that are just going to experience this insane, almost like rubber band effect. Like, you pull it back and you let it go and it's just going to shoot into the light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're experiencing all of these crazy emotions. And then it says that people that are really dense and negative and down and dark, they are only going to be getting more dense.
Right.
And soon enough, they're going to forget that they actually have the ability to change their thoughts, as if the frequencies are going to be coming crystallized. So that's why I'm stressing this, and that's why I feel like it is so important mm-hmm. to be a positive, loving individual at this day and age. So first off, Doc, what are you going to do to fine-tune your engine?
Mm, good God, that's a good question. I was thinking about... I've always been a believer in stilling the mind. There was a movie I saw a rerun on the other day.
What movie?
It is For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. Old movie where he's a baseball player.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he has a technique that he uses in order to focus his mind on being a 100% efficient pitcher.
Right.
Whatever athlete, you know, needs this kind of focus to make themselves perfect again, in their minds perfect.
Right.
And he says, clear the mechanism. He calls his brain a mechanism. And this is what he does when he gets on the mound. He goes into a meditative oneness state, beingness. Clear the mechanism. All the thoughts out there that are going 100 miles an hour. I should. I need to. Oh, my boyfriend said this. Oh, my God, I have to pay this bill. Oh, I have to say this. I have to.
Right.
Right. Clear the mechanism. In other words, try to meditate. Try to relax. So this is what I'm going to do to clear my mechanism.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Doc?
Well, I'm going to take more meditative moments out to just be clearer and connect. I have a different way of meditating than different people do. We all have different meditative states.
Right.
I use more of a light imagery. You may want to call it connecting with the Holy Spirit. I surround myself with a light and relax and breathe.
Right.
And I focus on one object in my mind or one word. So that's what I'm going to do.
Balls.
I'm going to
balls.
Ugh,
balls.
Why did I come here?
Balls.
Why do you do these things? Why do I subject myself to you sometimes?
I'm sorry, Doc.
How old are you?
19. I'll be 20
that's right.
in a month.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Doc,
okay.
No.
So I'm going to be more meditative. I'm going to.
Balls.
Do you want me to stay the rest of the show?
I would love to.
You want me to sit here in this chair?
Yes.
For how much?
I just want you to meditate on balls for the rest of the show,
okay.
Doc.
One more mention and I'm leaving the studio.
Okay.
I truly
am. I'm not mentioning anything.
Okay. You asked me a serious question. I'm trying to give you a serious answer.
Basket?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Easter basket. Oh, God.
Go on, Doc. Come on.
No, that's what I'm trying to do, though.
No,
it's just
I feel
be
that.
non-judgmental.
Right. That's
allowing,
a big one.
Allowing others to be who they are and have, you know, express themselves the way they need to, especially being a psychologist, because it's very important not to take others' energy on. It's important to have empathy if you've experienced things in life and you understand them a little better and feel sorrow for them, but not completely embrace it because...
Right.
You become that. So I'm trying to be more protective to myself in that, more loving. And just that's basically it. Be more loving to others. Allow others to do and be who they are and need to do. And
Toads McGoads.
That's it.
Totally
I don't really have an agenda that, whoa, I need to clean up my thoughts. I really need to clean up my spirituality before 2012, December 21st. I'm just sort of on the journey of always trying to be a better person. I don't have this date in my mind that, you know, I'm going to, you know, fall off the earth or something horrible is going to happen if I'm not completely into the light.
Right. No, totally. I agree.
That's what.
I totally agree. No, and I'm not saying, just to clarify, I'm not saying like, oh, there's a specific date, and if you are not completely perfect by this date, you're going to fall off the earth and become a bad person. Like,
What do you think's going to happen?
What do I think's going to happen? Well, that was actually my next question for you, but I'll answer.
Okay.
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Honestly, okay. I think that around the year, we're going to see by the kick-in of the beginning of 2013, maybe mid-2013, a year from now. I'll say how I think things are going to be different from in a year from now. Well, to start off, we're already starting to see the deconstruction of systems that just do not work. Just the deconstruction of things that don't work. For example, the deconstruction of certain... organizations, certain establishments that are only causing more stress in the collective and more frustration in the collective, and certain political parties, certain political views are going to be proven false through ways in which we have no idea yet. You know, certain belief systems will fall. Certain economic systems will indeed be changed. And I think in a year from now, it's not like, oh my God, we're going to wake up one day and, you know, there's an alien mothership hovering over us. All these aliens are here. And, you know, that's not what I'm saying. You know, and then one day we're going to wake up and, you know, all this disclosure is going to happen and, you know, half the world's going to go to shit and the other half is going to be taken off on a spaceship to planet Ock-Nock. You know what I mean?
That's kind of cool, actually.
It is.
I want to go.
Right? No, I'm not saying that's going to happen. What I'm saying is over like a period of time, by this time next year, I think things are going to start to fall. The deconstruction of things that don't work and the construction of new ideas, new organizations, new forms of inspiration for our collective world are going to start to be formed. They're going to start to
be positive built.
And yeah. I also think that what we're going to see is in a year from now, you know, here we go. You know that one guy, you know, at your work or in your class or whatever, that one guy that, you know, that you've seen him around, you know what I mean?
Right,
you've
right.
seen him around, but then like years and years and years and years go by, and one day you and your friends are sitting around, you know, having a beer or whatever, talking, and you're just like, do you guys remember that one guy from like 4 years ago when he was like in all of our classes and like whatever happened to that one guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's how negativity is going to be. I think, you know, within a year and as the years go by, negativity will getting farther and farther and farther and farther away. But people, we're just not going to be thinking about it. We're just not going to be thinking about, you know, like negative circumstances, things that happen that are just really bad. And we're just going to seriously forget how to think about things with a negative eye if we can allow ourselves to shift into the light. Which I think we all can. We all have the potential to do, and we're already doing. So I think that in a year from now, it's going to be like, do you remember a while ago when, like all that, like, negative stuff was going down? Like, whatever happened to that? Like, oh, whatever. Well, I'm glad it's gone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's going to be like that. And there's such a phenomenal, here's the thing, here's the key, which is cool, the key. There's such a phenomenal shift going on, and we're in tune and we feel it, but like we don't really notice it. You know, it's happening as we're living, and we think our daily lives are just going on and everything's great and everything's gravy, and yeah, we're going through the shift and this and that, but like we're not going to notice the huge drastic changes that are happening and that have happened. It's like we're not even going to notice it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to be big. It's going to be a boom. It's going to be huge. Because there's going to be all this huge collective positive energy and no more negative energy, and then but we're not going to know it because we're just going to be blind to this negativity. We're just going to be like, oh, whatever happened to that? And then soon enough, it's going to lead to what I like to believe is a heaven on earth, where everybody is synchronistic with one another. We are all more in tune with our true selves. We are more all in tune. We are all more in tune with our love, with our happiness, with our joy, with the things that excite us. And these new systems that are going to be built to take place of the systems that don't work are only going to spark more excitement, more abundance in all aspects of the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
I should write an essay on that.
I think you should. I have a question.
What's your question?
Are you feel better now?
I do.
Ooh,
that was good.
You got worked up over that one. That was
I did.
Great.
I was feeling it, man, because that's what I feel is happening. That's the shit that's going down.
I think you should become a young adult preacher.
Well, I said in the Lord's name. I'm just playing. I'm totally
no, you're
kidding.
Good. You're very good at
it. Well, I said I went down by the riverside.
No, you don't have to do that. I'm not talking about
dunked my head into the river.
You don't have to be a holy roller.
And I
man.
Walked back in the white robe. Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm not putting anything down. I'm just, oh, brother, where art thou?
That's right. That's cool.
What's your question, Doc?
What do you think is going to happen to individuals in other countries who are not as possibly open to belief systems as you are in the United States of America, who believe that their religion is the only one, and the folks who don't believe in their religion will be infidels and therefore need to die. How is the change going to affect these people who have not changed for hundreds of thousands of years?
I'll tell you. Disclosure. Yes. Disclosure of over time. For example, I really, truly, truly, truly do, and mark my words on this day, what is it, the 15th of April, 2012.
Year of our Lord.
Dave's Good Vibration Station. You heard it here. You heard it here first. within the next 5 to 10 years, I'm going to say within the next 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
I know, wow, this is a big statement. You guys are going to be like, oh my God, David's lost his loony bell. Within the next 5 to 10 years, I really do feel like the entire Earth community will know for a 100% fact there are aliens.
And what does that have to do with the infidels?
I will tell you what that has to do with the infidels. For a religion, any religion that says this is right and that's wrong, we, like, you know, whatever religion you're referring to, like, you know, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Well, if entities, if beings that are very intelligent, if not more intelligent than ourselves, come down to Earth and spread a positive message, a positive idea of a universal understanding for love, a universal understanding for joy, a universal understanding for excitement, then people that have so solemnly believed in this, you know, religion, or mm-hmm. and I'm not saying religion is bad. I'm not at all. You just asked me how I think it's going to change.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, a firm belief that others will, you know, probably burn somewhere because they're not going to be believing in Allah or whatever.
Well, right. What I'm saying is, like, you know, we're going
to
have disclosure.
My way is right.
There's going to be disclosure. Yes. There's going to be, you know, certain species or whatever that comes down, or even species on our own planet that are going to be discovered, that will lead us to information and lead us to understandings in which prove that stuff wrong. And people that, for example, will look at this new information that has come down and be like, no, the aliens are infidels, you know. Those are the people that are really dense, and those are the
people.
There
are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them, but those are the people that I feel are going to be dense, and that if they really do not allow within their consciousness the ability and the belief to understand that, you know, maybe there are other things outside of what they believe to be true. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that if you believe in a religion, you're not going to shift. It's not even like that. You can be a hardcore Catholic, hardcore Christian, anything in the entire world. As long as it's positive, as long as it's good, you know, as long as you're coming down, you're really trying to, you know, love and find a positive intention.
Right.
Intention, no judgment, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. I think the Christian religion is really great. I do. I think there's multiple aspects of the Catholic and the Christian faith that are phenomenal.
Yes.
You know, Jesus Christ, what he did and everything in the Bible, how it's all positive, it's
yes.
good, it's loving.
Yes.
You know, there's other aspects of it which to me just don't make 100% sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that that's wrong. That just means that it works for other people, you know, and as long as you're being positive, you know what I mean? As long as you are allowing yourself to generate the light. As long as you are allowing for yourself to look at your religion as an opportunity to be a better person and make a better world,
right.
then that's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other religions out there that say, you know, if you don't believe in what we believe, you're going to burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, there's, you know, or the best way to reach total enlightenment is if we, you know, get on a plane filled with, you know, 500 people and blow them up.
Right,
you know, that's
right.
how we achieve enlightenment, and there's going to be 73 virgins, whatever, waiting for us in heaven, and we're going to have sex with all of them. It's going to be great. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, you know, like, stuff like that, it's just, it's not positive. There's not a positive intention.
Yes,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you
and,
mean. Exactly.
And because
anything
of that,
to harm others because they don't believe in the same as you is not a very high vibration.
It's gnarly. Right?
And
it's things like that that
yeah.
if, you know, religions like that. Now, if people that believe in a religion like that,
mm-hmm.
and let's say, hypothetically speaking, aliens come down
mm-hmm.
and they're like, hey, guys, listen, you know, this is wrong, you know, and you know, we're just coming here to tell you that you guys are really on the brink of a new reality, and you guys are just, you just need to be more positive. You need to understand that that's not the way of the light, and you know, you need to know one's true self, and you just need to love, and you not need to blow each other up. And like, if they were to look at that and be like, oh my God, wow, maybe this whole time over the past 500,000 years, like, maybe we've been a little bit wrong, and it's bad of us to be doing this, which I mean is probably not going to happen. But if that were to happen, then maybe, you know, that's how things are would change, and that's how, you know, to answer your question.
And though that's a good answer, and I think also that who knows if there is. I do believe that there are other civilizations out there. There's too many billions and billions of stars.
There's
universes.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that I believe that species who may come down to visit us may not even need to express or verbalize anything that has to do with an ego. Or you're going to blow each other up, or you're going to, you know, they
right.
may be so sophisticated that they see us as ants, like we'll see a little anthill, and they may just be observing how we're not productively creating new growth and on this earth, and they may just try to help us. Or they may be bad guys. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't
no,
know.
I know
but what I'm
mean.
Saying
no,
is,
I see
is
what
that
you're saying.
I do think, though, that if there were... We're really stretching it here. But if there were an alien species to come down within the next 5 to 10 years, as you believe,
or 15 or 20,
okay,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I think it's gonna come down in my lifetime.
They've already come down. You do? That's awesome.
I totally think that the whole Earth community will know for a 100% fact that other life exists.
Yeah.
In my lifetime.
And I, that's cool.
And probably in yours too, Doc.
Well, I hope so.
Definitely
thank you.
In yours. Oh, no. Definitely
oh.
in your lifetime.
But what I yeah. wanted to say really fast is that if they are not necessarily enlightened beings or don't care about enlightening us, what I think it would do is it would unite us. So the folks
right.
who are saying, you're infidels on the other side of the earth, or we need to be powerful because we
right.
are Korean, or whatever the belief system is, if it's not religion-driven, if it's just power-driven, economically-driven,
right. right.
Whatever, to destroy another nation. I think that the existence of another species from out there who traveled through wormholes would probably unite most of the humans
right.
to say, oh, shoot. Damn, we're just humans, and we better get our stuff together because we need to either protect ourselves from this new species or figure out what they're here for
right.
or whatever.
Right. No,
so
I
it's
see
a uniting factor
I
rather
totally
than
see what you mean.
Enlightening factor. Maybe that would enlighten us if we could all become united and say, ooh, we're all ants.
Totally.
Some of us are Muslim ants, and some of us are Korean ants, and some of us are...
Jewish ants.
Jewish ants. And some of us are.
No, I feel that. I totally.
But we better
totally
all build the. We better all build the ant hole and you know together because
right.
we're gonna survive on this.
Right. Well, see, I think
big
that
blue marble.
I think that it goes even deeper than that. I feel like you know if some species were to come down or whatever, and if they were to just. Like, okay, like, here's the thing. For example, a few weeks ago, Shawn Randall came on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like we were talking about it earlier, such a phenomenal woman. We were talking about crop circles.
Yeah.
And she was saying how there are messages in these crop circles for us. And these crop circles are just too perfect. They happen way too fast to be... and they're way too big. They're way too big, they're way too perfect, and they happen way too fast to be humanoid. And, you know, once again, you know, there's a lot of hoax when it comes to crop circles and
stuff.
I think
there are some people who've made their own.
Oh, there absolutely are. There absolutely are. But, for example, you know, there's a few crop circles that we were talking about that were literally, they literally were huge. There was a car next to a crop circle, and it actually looked like an ant compared to this crop circle.
Right.
You could have probably fit... like 500,000, 600,000 cars in this crop circle. And it was huge. It was fucking humongous.
And the pattern from the air, 30,000 up, you can see it.
Right.
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 You can see the,
right.
but enormity of this.
Here's the thing. Yeah. She said that this crop circle, this huge crop circle, was done in something like 3 hours. 2 or 3 hours.
It didn't exist before, and then people said, "What?"
Here's the thing. Well, here's the thing. The farmer on the land, that night or whatever, he was out, and there's a little dialogue on the picture. Mm-hmm. She had a blown up picture, and then there's a little dialogue on it. The farmer was like out like that night or whatever, and then. The next day he comes out and he sees this crop circle. Well, scientists came out, checked it out or whatever, and they estimated it would take 100 people.
Yes.
Over a 4-month period working from day to night, not sleeping for 4 months straight, 100 people to complete that crop circle, which actually happened in 2 to 3 hours, which is just like over and beyond like explanation, like how, like, whatever.
Is it where the impression is made on, let's say, a wheat, a huge crop of wheat?
Yeah.
And all the wheat is pushed down into certain patterns that are symmetrical.
They're symmetrical and they are perfect. Mm. They have been measured and they are literally perfect.
Do you know how big some of the crop circles are? How many miles?
I don't, but that's not what I really wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering.
No, I have no idea. I was just using that is an example to say that, you know, if there is, you know, extraterrestrial life that's going to be coming down to planet Earth, that, like, they definitely have some messages to tell us.
Yes.
You know, like, they wouldn't be putting these crop circles here or whatever, and they wouldn't be doing that kind of stuff if there wasn't an underlying message, you know? If we were just ants and they were just observing us, I feel like they would, you know, I don't know, they would just be doing different things. And I really think that they're here to help, along with, you know, like I said, the channelers and stuff that I listen to, and millions of people listen to these channelers, and they all say, you know, all the channelers are like, we are here to help you. We are giving your planet positive energy. We are getting such a collective positive energy that we are trying to give your planet. We're coming down to try to tell you to fine tune your engine because we care about you and because we love you, you know? And, you know, we want you to become part of, you know, this whole intergalactic federation of just love and light. You know what I mean? Like,
nah.
And I don't know. I know everybody out there is probably like, Dave is crazy. What is he saying? There's probably like a few people out there that are like, yeah, go Dave.
Well, and I think there's a lot of people working.
There's more people that think I'm crazy.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. No, there's a lot of people working at SETI right now. SETI, you know, sitting there in the offices monitoring all of the transmissions from space, waiting for those binary mathematical patterns to appear.
Right. And are you, like, I'm sorry for the individual, is somebody really going to, like, come up to me and tell me that the news and that NASA and SETI and like all these, you know, crazy organizations that have to do with aliens and everything, like, are you really going to tell me that we know everything? Like, our government fills us in about everything that they know?
No.
Are you really going to tell, like, like, okay, I'm like, yeah, this is the way it is. Watch the news. You know what I mean? Like,
so do you think President Obama knows about aliens?
Yeah, for sure. I think Kennedy knew about aliens.
Yeah.
Eisenhower.
Yeah.
I think all these fools know about aliens. I think, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't know.
We been watching too many movies?
I don't know. It's just such a, way too big of a universe, and we've been here way too long to not have ever been in contact and ever had proof, you know? Like, there is at least a few people on this planet Earth that know for a 100% that have seen proof of aliens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you watch those shows. And
you watch the shows, but not only the shows, like, you know, you
there's
just, like,
Men in Black, and
there's some
crazy amazing
shit.
Yeah, crazy literature shit out there.
But. Word up. Listen up, guys. I love all of each and every single one of you unconditionally. We send you love and light from the studio.
Oh, what a nice song.
Oh, thanks. Also, guys, check us out on Facebook, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Just go in the search engine and Dave's Good Vibration Station. Press like. Also, what you can do is we're trying to spread some positive music, which you're going to be listening to right now. Davy Crockett. That's DaveyCrockett.
Is that you?
That's me.
Wow.
Also, check out Doc Michelle on LATalkRadio.com every Friday at 11.
Thank you.
We love you. We send you happiness, love, and laughter on this beautiful day. And Dave out.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see? How fast we could smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.